Quick Take here on Money Life. This is where we try to get you, well, quick and important impressions on things that are happening in the news, a little bit more information and more. And, well, you saw what happened with the Fed this week, and it's got bigger implications. And here to talk about those implications is Doug Roberts. He is the Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research. If you want more information, channelcapitalresearch.com. There you can get information, among other things, about his book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. By the way, Doug is on Twitter. He is at Doug S. Roberts. But right now, he is on Money Life. Doug, good to chat with you again.
Always a pleasure, Chuck, to be on the show.
So you made a point in a commentary as we were watching the rates change that kind of looked at what's happening with rates and then also put it in focus with what's happening when it comes to international trade and the trade war between the U.S. and China. So when we wind up seeing, you know, the what's going on with the Fed, you were making a case that there are many, many broader implications. Are those broader implications things that we're actually going to be happy about?
Well, it depends, I guess, upon who you are. If you're a stock market investor, I think at least through 2020, you're going to probably be quite happy. Because in essence, we've now shifted relatively quickly. I mean, you have to remember, everybody was talking about tightening, and that was only less than a year ago. And everybody was talking that rates were, you know, short-term rates were going to go up to 3-4%. And it looks like now that we're going back to, you know, eventually, it's really a question of timing, back to the original 1% that we had before the Fed engaged in this tightening cycle. We've already reversed with these two rate decreases half. In addition, probably more significant is the rest of the world is kind of following suit, and they're actually going back to quantitative easing. So in essence, what this allows us to do is to, you know, gives the Fed cover to continue on this, you know, I guess, rate reduction cycle without having to worry about weakening the dollar, which was the primary problem, and that there'd be a run on the dollar. All of a sudden, people would stop buying our bonds. So this now gives the Fed a little bit of leeway. Now, they're doing this as gradually as possible, as we saw, you know, in the Fed press conference. But for the most part, we've now engaged in a cycle of monetary easing as opposed to monetary tightening. And that's quite significant. Whether it does anything for the world economy remains to be seen. But it definitely will help the financial markets. Now, with regarding the trade war, what we have to realize is, you know, Donald Trump is kind of a rational character, and in the sense that he wants to get himself reelected, and a full-blown trade war or even a regular war is not going to do it for him. So right now, he will have some type of a trade agreement, as he has said, whether it's an interim agreement or a more permanent agreement, just simply because that's what's necessary to get him reelected. However, we don't, you know, given that people have short memories, we don't want that type of an agreement to really come until shortly before the election, when it's going to help his poll numbers. Because if it comes too early, then at that point, people will forget about it and then they'll be on to the next thing.
Does this in any way, shape or form free the Fed up to be more aggressive with rate cuts going forward? Because we know that the Fed doesn't want to be more aggressive, but we know that the president basically called out Jerome Powell for being wimpy yesterday.
Yeah, it could be, but it's kind of like in the late 90s where Alan Greenspan wanted to tighten, but, you know, at that point it was Y2K, wholesale, you know, basically the Russian debt crisis, which forced him to be more aggressive monetarily, which he then considered to be temporary, but it was one of those temporary things that lasted for a couple of years till he would resume a tightening cycle. I think we're in a similar situation. Jerome Powell would like not to use up his ammo. I think he would have still preferred to tightening, and he distinctly wants to avoid quantitative easing, because quantitative easing is the big bullet that he has, and he's lost a bit of ammo since he hasn't been able to reduce the Fed's balance sheet. So therefore, he's kind of going kicking and screaming down the conventional loosening route, but really less so from the president, but more so from the cover that all the other central banks are now shifting to more aggressive easing. So as I've said in my commentary, this may not be good long term. Short term, it's probably quite positive. And regarding long term, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood.
And so does any of this wind up changing investment policy? I mean, I mentioned your book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. We've got a Fed that is reluctantly moving in a certain direction. How do we follow them, and does it change anything that you've been doing?
Well, right now it really doesn't. I mean, there's still a large cap bias in the markets right now, and that looks like, again, as it had been in the late 1990s, and that looks to continue since we're really talking about late cycle easing, not after a major bear market or downturn. This is kind of an edge to really protect ourselves, and people are very nervous about that. So they go with what's large and liquid and recognizable. Does it reach the extremes of the late 90s? Not sure yet, but definitely there's going to be a bias toward that.
Well, it's very interesting stuff. We'll be watching it, and more importantly, you'll be watching it, and we'll be talking with you. Doug, it is always great to have you weigh in on everything Fed. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Chuck. Great to be on the show.
That's Doug Roberts, everybody, from Channel Capital Research. ChannelCapitalResearch.com, on Twitter at Doug S. Roberts.